And you got that 8-string swing CD, right?
Yep.
There's one on there that's kind of, to me, is a combination of 6-string playing and 8-string playing, and it's called Redskin Rag.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got, you know, I've got like 6-string licks in there. That thing. I don't know if you, how much you, you tell me how much you want me to break down.
Oh, break down as much as you.
Okay. I mean, that's a real standard 6-string lick that you hear all the time. And I'm starting at the 5th fret, and I hit 1-2, and then 1 open. And then I pull the 3rd string, and then the 5th string, and pull that off. And then on the 6th string, then the song, it goes from a G to an A chord. So I go, damn, I can't find the string. I'm thinking about it. That's just really just going up these strings. To the A chord, I'm skipping over the 4th string, and again I'm going thumb, thumb, finger. Hopefully my wife will get that real quick, and I'll ring on. Oh, she's not going to put it. Oh, that's good. So then when I want this, that 7th note, I mean, I go as if I'm going to play an A7th, which is back at the G fret. Go down to the 4th string, and then when it goes to the D, and this is another thing that I do a lot in this tuning, is to play the grip that you play is where you have your fingers are together on 2 notes, 2 strings, and then there's a string in between, and then your thumb is on the next string. That grip right there is what you use a lot. So I just do the same thing. It's in D. That's actually like a D7th. I'm at the C fret. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These things slow. So I'm just hitting a thinking D to a D7th down 2 frets. There's a G to a G7. So there's a C. And then one of the things that you hear in that kind of music a lot is where they do a sharp augmented chord.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the chord you want is on the 4th and 5th strings, 1 fret higher than the 1st and 2nd, or the, you know, you can go back, you could do that, or you could go, and they repeat every 3 frets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you curve the bar, and I'm trying to get the nose on, when I go, and then I go up to the E fret, the 9th fret, with the nose of the bar on 3 and 4, but the 6th string is 1 fret below it, because it's okay, and that repeats every 3 frets. So I can go to a G to G7. That's just a G. Trouble finding some of the strings is because it doesn't really matter what string. I'm trying to make it sound like the record, but I just grab anything, you know? and then I get into a little pattern. this is coming from a G to an A. Because that would be... it's kind of like a snake pattern for G. And you can... I'm playing the four chord. And I take that... It's as if I'm doing like a C scale, but against the one. And then the band's in A. Second break, I went. So I'm hitting real simple licks. But by lowering the fifth string, took me right to the A7. And then I'm back to the five. Here's where I went. I gotta play the song for a second. It's that second break. I think I did the same thing, really. Different phrasing. And then I am dragging my first finger. Simple right there at the 12th fret with that fifth string drop. Now it's going to go to the 5 chord, but instead of going right to 5, I do a whole scale thing coming up from the 4, the 5, 4, and 5, but starting on the 2, 3, 4, and then that's it, the 5th fret and the 7th fret. So it's like running the minor. It's like the two and the three minor, and then the four and the five chord. The band the whole time is. And then for the ending, it was. Real simple stuff, but when you hear it, it sounds like you're going all over the place, So, what that is, it's. Doing the same thing over and over at one fret at a time. Except here I go back up to the F fret. Because when I go back up to the F fret, it puts me to the 5-7 chord.